As probably you have heard, Rabbi Lerner will not be here tonight. He's sitting Shiva for his mother in the States. Usually Rabbi Lerner speaks after the Chovas Talmidim Shir. Instead, we will be having a discussion concerning the Yeshiva's future plans as far as the end of the winter Zaman, Beis Hashem following Chovas Talmidim. In the meantime, I'd like to get back to Chovas Talmidim. Here we are. On page Ayin Zayin, we're speaking about Eitzes and a person to Lesaken Es Atzmai Behen. Eitzes suggestion how a person, self-help, how you can take care of yourself. And we spoke about how a person can sometimes get swept up in part of the inspiration that's going on. And a person, even though he feels like he's not necessarily dressed for the occasion, or he's not capable, he feels like he's part of like this chasana we gave a mashal. We're speaking about the yeshiva zachnesi v'torah, people just coming out of the woodwork, even though they weren't part of it, weren't dressed necessarily as appropriately. Seeing people barefoot and black face, sometimes you feel that way about your relationship with Hashem. You're davening there and you feel like, I don't really belong. I don't feel like I'm a part of it. We spoke about Toscanini, about the fact that the orchestra, the conductor, can hear every single sound, even if you're like you're just one like of 100 or one of 1,000. Every person has to realize that he's really important, and that a person realizes that he can get swept up and get caught up, and he can like ride that wave of inspiration. Vizerach. Vizayin zayin. Vizerach. Imato tavoid harbe po'amim lo'oires nafshecha. That's only if you work a lot of times. You work hard. You're working, you're searching for inspiration. Your person is grasping for inspiration. He's looking for it. He's clawing away. He's trying to like find a way to get himself inspired. And you don't sleep away the 60-70 years of your life. B'soich leiv even, with a heart of stone. Then on its own your heart's going to get inspired. In other words, we're saying is a person's trying hard, even when you're not trying, sometimes it's going to happen to you. And that's what we find always. A person that's a hard worker. So the hard workers, things end up working out for them. There was a scientist by the name of Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur was famous for pasteurization. All of our milk is thank you to Louis Pasteur and all the other things that we have. But not just that, he was the one who invented the vaccine to rabies. Rabies was a serious problem once upon a time. We live in a new world where we don't have it as much because we have immunizations, Baruch Hashem, but rabies was a serious problem people had. Louis Pasteur is the person that came up with the cure for rabies. Anyway, so he was a scientist, and he said the following thing: in the field of observation, the chance favors the prepared mind. In the field of observation, chance favors the prepared mind, which means that he just chanced on certain things, but he was prepared for it. He was working on it. He was always looking, and then you just stumbled on something. It's like, here it is. So it was by chance. Say he's lucky. He's not lucky. He's the guy who was always, he was prepared for that. He was waiting for that. Some people, they find inspiration in the craziest places by chance. But guess what? They were looking for it. And even though they chanced upon it, if a person is searching for inspiration, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send it to you places you don't even know was coming. And that's the way it works. So we have to constantly be working for ourselves. Thomas Jefferson, the very famous president of the United States of America, said the following thing: I'm a great believer in luck. I find the harder I work, the more I have of it. I'm a great believer in luck. I find the harder I work, the more I have of it. What does he mean by that? That if a person is in the game, he's there, he's like engaged, so you'll end up stumbling on things that, you know, you feel like, wow, I'm so lucky. But it's only if a person's working. A person's like, you know, expects inspiration to just like fall from nowhere. It doesn't happen. You have to be in the game. You have to be working on it. And then you do find it by chance. You'll find the strangest places. You never would have known it was there. You know, this sefer, this piyasetz, this sefer. I love this sefer. It was so by chance. I'm pretty sure it was right after like I announced we were opening the yeshiva 13 years ago. I think it was. I'm not sure. But I was in Kamar, and I remember I was in Kamar. I was with a Talmud. It's like, let's learn a sefer. It's like, which sefer? I don't know. Pick a sefer off the shelf, you know. And then he picked off the sefer to Chovas Talmidim. I had no clue. I couldn't pronounce the name. It was like Piasecz. It's like, it's not an easy name to pronounce. It took me forever to figure it out. Piasecz. No. And then I like finally figured it out, and I opened up the sefer. It was by chance, but it only happened by chance because I was there in the game. The Shvile Pinchas. It was totally by chance. It was totally by chance I found these farm. I have so much of my life. It was by accident. But if a person's searching for things, he's looking for things. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're looking, I'll send it to you. So if we're looking for inspiration, and we're not just waiting for it to come to us, we're coming to it, a Kodesh Baruch Hu was sent to us in all different interesting places. Dalecha shegam mi tzadikeinu umi kedoshesenu. You should know, from our greatest tzadikim and from our most Kodesh people, zchusim yogen eleinu, Sarfei Kel, these are fiery beings. She'olul v'hiskorvul Hashem, they came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoisem ekfisha anu masigim, more than we can imagine. There was such great tzaddikim in our history. The Heiliger Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech Milashensk, what a tremendous tzaddik he was. Right? He was the Piasetzna's grandfather, great-grandfather. And the tremendous, that there was such a human being like this with so much slavos and so much bren. Even these types of people, what a schus to be able to be niskarv somewhat to Rebbe Melech. Gam mehem mereishes avoidosom hishtam shulefamim ba'oifanim ve'emtsoim lo'eres nafsha. Listen to this. He says, also the great tzaddikim, when they started in their avoidah, they began their trek. Hishtam shu, they used lefamim times ba'oifanim ve'emtsoim. They used vehicles, they used ways. In order to inspire themselves. It wasn't like automatic inspiration. You got to do something. How do you light yourself up? Something has to happen. It's not just you are inspired, you're not inspired. How do you get yourself inspired? Guess what? Even the great tzaddikim, they also did things in order to get themselves like inspired and get themselves enthused, get themselves like in the zone. Even though nafshayseim or kedoshayseim tahayros. Limashal, the Beis Aaron Isa. Beis Aaron is a Baron Carlina. Shatzadikim hayu misharim ba'atzmam koydim atvila. The tzadikim used the following technique. Now, I just want to preface, this is not necessarily our type of thing to do, but this is just a mashal. The tzadikim misharim ba'atzmam, they would imagine with themselves koydim atvila, before they daven, shehem shoychvin biyisurim bekever, that they're lying in the grave, suffering from terrible pain. And someone said, come get up, it's time to daven. Ain sham. Right? That'll get you out of bed. You're lying there and there's like worms eating at your body. It's like, you know, you could come daven in the base managers. Right? So people will say, like, you know, okay, what are you losing all these like ridiculous types of tricks and things like, you know, I want to daven because I want to daven. I want to daven because when I'm ready to daven and how I. But this is the way to, this is the path to greatness. The path to greatness is using tools and techniques. The difference between a great person and not a great person, for example, this is something we've spoken about many, many times, but I'll tell you now. The difference between the greatest athlete and the not greatest athlete is not the fact that this guy was born different. He just got the right type of, training. He had the right work ethic. And that's what made him great. That's what it was. It was not that he was born. People think that, you know, like Michael Jordan was born gifted. He was not born gifted. He was not. He just worked his tail off. And he had great training. Tiger Woods had great training. So it's not like you think that some people, tzaddikim, oh, they were born gifted. No, they just know the technique. We just got to learn the technique. And we're thinking, okay, if it comes to me, it comes to me. It doesn't work that way. A person has to have good technique. And you have to have training. And if a person is willing to accept the fact that I could use some guidance in how to deal with this, so then he'll. I was just talking a few nights ago to someone named Rabbi Blatt. I met him one time, went by my friend's wedding. His name is Shimmy Gartenhouse. When I was a bachur, I used to have a hard time getting up for shachris. Baruch Hashem, I get up for shachris. But I had a roommate who made me meshuga to get up for shachris. Meshuga he made me. You could blame him, by the way. Mamish made me crazy, and every day got me up for shachris as hard as it was, and you know what that's what it was. If I would say, you know what, I once had a bachur when before we had the yeshiva, I was involved in a different yeshiva. Anyway, he's like he was anti like alarm clocks. He's like, you know, if I want to get up, I get up by myself. What do I need? Oh, I get up whenever I get up. He's like, what does that mean? That's ridiculous. So you can have an alarm clock, you can have a Vekka, you can have whatever you want. A person can make, for whatever technique you can use to bring out your greatness, just use it. And that's what the tzaddikim did. That's what they, tzaddikim used all these little techniques in order to get themselves like focused, get themselves into the right zone to inspire themselves. Even the tzaddikim, the kedoshim. So a person says, a person lies in bed and thinks to himself about like being in like in a grave. So it's a little bit morbid. That's why it's not so much for us. We're not so morbid in general. But that's going to get you out of bed and get yourself out of bed. That's what the tzaddikim did to get it. They also struggled getting out of bed. It's just they had better techniques than us. We think the tzaddikim, oh, they didn't love sleep. They didn't want to sleep. But it's not that way. They just had good techniques. Ayin Sham, Vidas Linovan Nokal, Kamo Ha'ish Misayir B'Tvilasai. And it's easy to understand how a person will be inspired to daven. Now, this is something that the Piyasetzner writes. He writes it a lot in Hachshoras Avreichim. I'm learning Hachshoras Avreichim now also, which is the next safe for the Piyasetzner, of a concept called Machshava Chazaka. Machshava Chazaka is a person having like a real powerful thought. We have so many fleeting thoughts in our head. We got so many thoughts that are banging around in our head. But having a really strong thought, imagine sitting and thinking about something. And thinking about it. We don't really have those type of thoughts. Because we're always so distracted, always going from one thing to another thing to another thing. But if a person would really think for a second. Now again, I don't know if we should be thinking about lying in a grave. But if a person would think, but imagine a person who is sitting there thinking, and he really is like, and he's really experiencing that. He's having that real experience. Then he can create for himself an inspiration of, now I get a chance to daven. I'm getting out of bed, I'm going to daven, and he's going to be inspired. If we would really take a few minutes to think about what davening is about, what's at stake for a davening, what's happening, if we would think about the fact that a week from tonight is Rosh Hashanah, and a week from tonight, 354 days are going to depend on what happens in a week from tonight. 354 days are going to depend. We would think, you know, I better prepare for this. I got to prepare. You know, when people go to court, they don't just walk into court and just like say whatever. They prepare, right? Person's got a court case. He's got to prepare for that. He's got to think about, you know, what's at stake already? You know, whatever it might be. Nothing compared to what's at stake on Rosh Hashanah. The entire year is going to depend on what happens on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, my friends, is like the head. Now, we all know that the organs are very, very delicate, but the most delicate organ is the brain. You do just something, look, and he's like, you know, and the guy's like retarded for the rest of his life. You got to be very careful with the brain. Super careful. Rosh Hashanah, so careful with Rosh Hashanah. We are so careful. We don't even eat nuts. Because nuts are gematria chet. Like, we don't even want to like get anywhere near chet. It's like, you know, like before you go into the room when they're doing brain surgery, they got to like, you know, they got to clean all the hands and you're wearing gloves and they're wearing masks. And because you don't even want like even the smallest, teeniest little germ to possibly get somewhere anywhere near the brain. It's like this is open brain surgery. That's Rosh Hashanah. We're a week away. If we think about that, we're like, whoa. So do I have time right now to do something like brainless, stupid? Was that the way I'm preparing for Rosh Hashanah right now? Or am I thinking about the fact that then a person gets inspired? Like, okay, but we have to have machshava chazaka. We have to think about things. And if a person has that type of feeling, he can be inspired. And that's the way the Gedolim did it. They weren't just automatically inspired. They didn't like come out of their mother's stomach just inspired. But they use these tools all the time to inspire themselves, to lift themselves up, to keep themselves focused. And that's the only difference between us and them. We all start this man. Every one of us starts this man. The first day of this man, you know, it's Shacharis. It's like 7:30. Shacharis starts 7:40, and the base marriage is full. Everyone's there. Why? Because the first day is man. You know, yeah. So what the problem is, but it wanes. But we lose it. And big people don't allow themselves to lose it. They just keep finding inspiration. They're searching for, let me get this inspiration. I'm getting this here. I'm getting this there. And sometimes it comes, you don't even know where it's coming from. And then you keep on getting inspired and it just keeps going. And they're just having the first day of the Zman forever. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem. Hayoyim is such an important thing of hayoyim. Today's the day. right? We feel like, oh, it's like another day, and it's not another day. Today is the day. It's the first day of your life. Today, it's the first day of this month. Tomorrow is the first day of this month, with fresh and exciting and geschmack. A person can keep doing that, and it's just day after day. It's just another, today is the day. Today is the day. You know, I go through different stages of times when I have, you know, more or less sleep in my life, and it just depends on different things. But someone's asked me, like, you know, there are nights when I get, like, very little sleep. He says, I mean, how do you function the next day? Like, how do you do that? You know, with such little sleep. So I told him something which I think, I wish I could live this way, but I think this is the answer, the way it should be, at least. He said, let's say the night before your wedding, you didn't sleep that night. Maybe you couldn't get sleep, whatever the reason is. By the way, it happens to a lot of people. It's hard to sleep the night before your wedding, right? So you wake up the next day, you got 2 hours of sleep. Are you going to walk around all day like, oh, my head hurts, I'm tired? Are you going to like, well, no, you're not. I'm telling you, you're not. You're going to be so alert and so awake and so energized because today's, what do you mean? It's my wedding today. I can't be tired. What do you mean you can't? But you didn't sleep. It don't make a difference. I'm up. I'm here. So if a person lives his life, today is my wedding. Today is a big day. It's a huge day today. It's today. And there will never be another today. So how can I be tired? I need to perform today. And he's got to keep doing that. And if a person can live his life that way, so then he's just living with a lot of inspiration. Hayoyim, today is a big day. Inspires, find inspiration for yourself. So if a person has to search for inspiration and try to find it, that's what Tzaddikim did. It wasn't just automatic. They're like, just like, gifted? They weren't gifted. They're just searching for inspiration, searching, and they kept finding inspiration. We got to keep searching. Gam ato Talmid Vosik. You too. We're veteran Talmidim. We've been in the Beis Medrash for a while. Im Bereshischa, if when you start, Tishtamesh be'emtzoyim shoinim etavid behem, if you use these types of emtzoyim, get yourself into a good zone, Yochel ata lahagiyad legadlis. You also can reach greatness. Im yirtza Hashem lemaylo mehasogas atzmocha, more than you could even imagine. More than you can even imagine. You don't even know what's inside of you. You don't even know what you're capable of. You have no idea. But if a person just keeps trying, searching for greatness, I've told the story before, I think. I had learned in yeshiva in Muncie, Shari Torah by Rabbi Beryl Wein. Rabbi Beryl Wein Zolzayin Gesund was the Rosh Hashiva, and when I was there, he was going through a very bizarre medical episode. What had happened? Rabbi Wein was aside from being Rosh Hashiva, was also the rabbi of a shul, which was right next door. Shul, I think it's called Beis Tefila. Anyway, he had gotten up to speak, whatever the parsha was, and he said a drasha that had nothing to do with the parsha. Like he said his Shabbos HaGolah drasha, or his Shabbos Shuvah drasha, and like no shaychus, and then he came down like nothing happened, and everyone was like, what just happened? Like, where's that drasha? That has nothing to do with. And he did it a few times, and it was a weird. It was just weird. Like it's like his mind was like it was touching the wrong things, and everyone was very nervous. This is when I was in yeshiva. This was happening, and it was a Friday night. We had an in Shabbos, and he called us together, and he told them that you know he's been going through a battery of tests because of this. You know, and he also wasn't around a lot because of that. He was doing all these testing because it was very strange. He said, and the doctors have found what's wrong with him. And he said that he has a very rare condition that only afflicts extremely intelligent people. And that somehow the brain like redirects and goes to a wrong thing and ends up like, you know, I'm trying to think about this, I end up over there. Somehow, and you know, it basically hasn't been a problem since then. But he was telling us in the course of all of the tests they were doing, the battery of tests, they mamish tested his entire body because it was a very strange thing. He said they tested the strength of his heart, how strong his heart is. So in order to do that, they had to they got him to exercise until he was mamish exhausted. He said, I thought after like 20 seconds, he wasn't in such great shape. I thought after 20 seconds I was like finished and okay, I'm exhausted. They're like, and they kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. He said I had no clue that I was able to do so much. I thought I was done. I thought I was done a long time ago. But people have so much more energy inside of them than they realize. We're capable of so much more than we know we are. I heard from Rabbi Meir Stern, Shlita, the Rashiva of Pesach. He said to me, so the legend goes, that after Albert Einstein passed away, he donated his brain to science. And they did as they checked, based on the creases in his brain, how much of his brain he used. This was considered to be the most brilliant man in science, in history possibly, Albert Einstein, right? 8% of his brain he used. 92% of his brain went to waste. We're capable of so much. We just don't access it. We don't even know. We don't even know that. We don't know how strong we are. We don't know how bright we are. We don't know what we're capable of. But if a person is just looking for it, he's searching for inspiration, he's trying, so then he'll find koiches. He had no clue he even had those koiches. Umeata. Zehu yesoid habechira shelcha. Listen, my friends. This is the yesoid of bechira. In other words, we think we have that. We have the ability to choose. We can just choose right or wrong. You can't. Because sometimes you're stuck somewhere. You can't choose. The only way of doing that is if you use these techniques. The person says, I have the choice of whether or not to wake up on time or not. If you don't set an alarm, if you don't have someone waking you up, you don't have a choice. So you have to use techniques in order to be able to be successful. You got to use these things. This is the yesoid of your free choice. Is you have the choice to choose to use techniques. Just not just like freestyle and whatever works, however it goes, it's going to work out or something like that. It's not that way. You have a choice of finding ways, using different avenues to break out of what you're in, of the rut that you're stuck in. Raise yourself up artificially. Artificially means I'm putting myself in a place that I don't think I belong even. I'm this chasana. I'm barefoot. My face is dirty. I'm not with these people. And I raise myself up and I'm there and I'm like feeling like I'm like a little bit. I'm like being held suspended. V'tiskarev ma'at l'kedusha. Bring yourself a little closer to kedusha at that time. U'bishazu shel hisroimus. And at that moment, you have that moment. You're nisroimim. You're exalted. You're feeling like an aliyah. You're feeling a little bit like you're being propped up. B'nefesh gavoya utahoira. At that time, when your nefesh is high and it's pure, then tistakel al nimichiyuscha asher ata kavua b'hen tomen. Then a person has to look at himself. A person who rachman l'tzlan finds himself in bad places. He goes to bad places. While he's there, he doesn't even have bechira. He doesn't. There's no bechira there. You're stuck. You're in it. You can't choose right now. Should I go? Should I not go? You're there already. And once you're there, you're exposed to anything. If a person can put himself in a place, pull himself out of that, elevate himself, be in a matzav where he's around holy people, spiritual people, and he feels like a little bit even like, I'm not, this is like even like a little bit above me. But at that moment, think about when you're there, think about the other things that you're doing in your life. Are they really right? Are they helping me? Are they bringing me closer to Hashem? Is it helping me successful in yeshiva or not? You think about that when you're there. That is your bechira. Only that. If a person doesn't take the time to think about, pull himself out of his situation, think about it beforehand, you have no chance of being successful. That's what the Rebbe says. Only then, if he looks Tistakel al nimichiyuscha, on the lowness of your behavior. Asher ata kavua ben tama, that you're always acting that way. You're constantly that way. The person says, that's what I'm doing. This is why I am. No. Pull yourself out for just a moment. For a moment. And try to look at yourself and say, is that really right? Al ha'atzlus, on the laziness that you have. Al shar midas ros, the other bad traits that you have. Al machshavaisecha, the thoughts that you're having. Val ritzoinecha, hanemuchim, and certain there's certain desires. There's base desires. There are low desires a person has. Sha'ata choishiv v'roitze, ume'atzmecha tevoish neham. From yourself, you'd be a little embarrassed. It's like not. It's just not it. That's not. It's not what I'm supposed to be. That's not where. Targus, and you get frustrated with yourself, and you have to be careful. Keep your equilibrium. We always speak about a person shouldn't fall in depression. Worst thing possible. Depression is the worst. But a person can get a little bit frustrated with himself, just a teeny bit, and say, "Hoy, Loma ani shoychev kol hayoyim bebor refesh. Why am I sitting the entire day in a pit of sewage? Mamish bebeis akisei shel yaldus v'shtusim. I'm mamish in a bathroom of childness, of children and shtusim and stupidity. Waste of time. I'm wasting my time with such stupidity. Mekabel ani al atzmi. Leos Yehudi Eved Hashem Me'ato. I'm a Kabbalah myself to be a Yid and Eved Hashem from now. Chvil Zayin a Yid Ribbono Shel Olam. Chvinoif Mir Mekabel to Zayin Der Emes Diker Eved. You get it? Chvil Zayin a Yid means I want to be a Yid. Chvil Zayin, I want to be a Yid. Ribbono Shel Olam. Chvinoif Mir Mekabel, I am going to accept upon myself to Zayin, to be an Emes Diker Eved, a real faithful Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen, my friends. I'm telling you, you have to know this. Machshavos Afdiburim Kigoyin Elu Tichbol Kama Pomim. Person has to say these things, think these things many times. These are the tools and techniques that people use to reach greatness. Person says it sounds childish. Crazy. Person, this is the way you become great. Uve Ezras Hashem, Yoilem Lucha Harbe. It'll penetrate. It'll go in. It'll help. Person says these things and he repeats it to himself and he reminds himself. This is who I am. This is what I want. We allow the world to distract us so many times. There's so much vying for our attention. We have to repeat and remind ourselves always where we're at. What did we come here for? What are we doing? Who do we want to be? What is important to us? And we have to remind ourselves constantly, numerous times. And then it penetrates. When it penetrates, it makes it easier. When a person finds himself in that situation, no, I'm not doing it. I know I don't want to do this. I know I'm going to regret it. This is not what I want to do. Person doesn't do that, he just loses himself. He loses it. That is your Bechira, and that is the path to greatness. Ki zois chukas ha-nefesh. This is the law, the rule of a person's soul. Nechna'as hi v'pnei diburim ha-yoytzim b'chozka min ha-lev. If a person has passionate feelings that come out of his heart, so that bends the soul. Gam es zulaso yochal ish lefatois b'divrei alev ha-nefesh. You can even inspire someone else if you're really passionate. A person that has words that are yoitzim min halev, that come out of his heart, nichnasim al halev, they can go into someone else's heart. And you can influence other people through that if it's something that a person really feels to his core. Gam es zulaso yochal ish lefatois b'divrei alev ha-nefesh. V'kol shchen es atzmoi, for sure himself. Imrak Diburov Yoitza Mimenu Bishashahu Misroimim Gavoya Minatsu. If it only is words that come out when he's having these moments of loftiness, moments of aliyah, moments of his roimimus, when you have those moments, then a person is able to get in touch with what he really thinks and believes. And what he really feels. And repeat it to yourself. And never, never stop believing that you're capable of doing that. Believe that you're able to do this. Because it's important to you. It'll happen. However, just with a person accepting upon himself. If you just think that I'm accepting upon myself to be Eved Hashem. That's not enough. Person has also, there's certain things that we have to work on, character traits that we have to work on to improve ourselves. That you know about yourself. You have to fix them. A person should work on it when he's feeling that he's good, strong about himself and good about himself. He's feeling confident. He has to work on that. If a person's having a particularly inspiring tefillah, that's not the time, while you're davening, to start thinking about all the different cheshbonos of what I have to work on. A person's like getting inspired in his davening. It's like mommy, she's feeling lit while he's davening. He shouldn't start thinking about, okay, let me talk about, oh, I'm very greedy. I'm not. You're davening, stay with that. Stay, just ride that. Don't start thinking, working, don't dirty your hands while you're davening with all the other things. You're learning, you're davening. Do it and bring yourself close to Hashem. Take it immediately. Right after your davening. Even during Chazor HaShatz. Chazor HaShatz is Rabbi Yisai. A person has inspiration. If you listen to the Chazan during Chazor HaShatz, and you kind of like try to like go through the davening with him, then you could use all of those feelings a person might have and plug them in. We have to work on ourselves. We have to make commitments, kabbalas, about where we should go, what we should do, and what we shouldn't. We do that when we're feeling inspired. You have clarity at that moment. And follow through. Remind yourself numerous times, this is what I believe in, this is what I'm committed to, this is what it's important to me. If a person does that, it has an effect. And we have to work on our midas. Because a person who is a good person, so he's attracted to good. And a person that has bad midas is attracted to bad. There are people that say, I like certain things. I like goyish this, and I like goyish that, and I like goyish. Okay, so that's terrible. So that's not a good excuse. That means that a person has to work on himself to become a good person. And then he likes good things, Yiddish things, healthy things, productive things. This is Shem Belina, we're going to continue after Rosh Hashanah.